Sunday with Miriam on RTE Radio 1. With Olay Total Effects Age-Defying Day Cream. Over 100 awards without paying hundreds of euros.
I'm delighted to say I'm joined from Belfast by the award-winning artist and storyteller Oliver Jeffries. Many of you will probably have one of Oliver's illustrated storybooks in your home, or perhaps one of the beautiful t-shirts he designed for RTE's Comic Relief, which raised millions for the response to COVID during the summer. And that's aside from international exhibitions, collaborations with you too, and having Meryl Streep narrate your stories. Good morning, Oliver.
Good morning. When you put it like that, you make me sound busy.
You are. And listen, you and your family, you've spent most of this year in your native Northern Ireland, but that wasn't originally the plan, was it?
No, I don't know if there's anybody out there who's living their original plan for this year. I think we've been living in New York for the last 15 or so years. It had been a very busy period there, and we thought we would travel. So we took us several years to prepare to go traveling, leave the studio, to get everything ready. And so we took both our kids and three suitcases and off we went. And we were about halfway through the year. We got as far as Japan in early February, and it was just very, very clear. I think the signs were earlier there than they were here, because we were so much closer to the epicenter at that point. But we retreated back to Northern Ireland to kind of wait it out, and we've been here since.
So how has that been, you know, away from your home, away from your studio? Have you coped with lockdown, really?
Well, that's an interesting question. It's a loaded question. It hasn't been easy, but it's also the place that we would choose to be. We're in a place that we don't normally live, in a small apartment. So those first months where you couldn't leave at all, they were particularly tricky because we've no garden. There's a tiny balcony, but the size of a pool table, and it would get the sun for 15 minutes a day when it wasn't raining. So with the two young kids, we outgrew the space pretty quickly. We're still here, climbing the walls a little bit, but we've got used to it.
And of course, you've always bit your time, Oliver, between Belfast and New York. But, you know, I was reading The Big Issue. You were very interesting the other day talking about Northern Ireland and how your travel and experience over the past years, it's kind of given you a fresh perspective on where you come from.
Well, it has. And we've, as you say, we've split our time. We've always, even though we've been living in Brooklyn for the last 15 years, we've always been back and forth. All our family is still here. So with all of this, that's been one of the really lovely things, is that we just get to see all our immediate family so much. My dad's here. For the duration of lockdown, my three brothers are also here. One's gone back to London now. But it was, I think I'd been working very, very hard. And whenever those early days of lockdown started, there was a degree of frustration that I felt compelled to work, to try and make sense of this all somehow. The way in which I usually do that is to throw myself into work. And because my studio is 3,000 miles away, I wasn't obviously able to do that. But one of the things that has come to light is just this time that I get to spend with our young kids. There was one day when I was particularly frustrated, and an ad came on a local radio station, and it just said, wishing our customers well in lockdown. And for those of you who have young children, don't wish it away because it goes by too quickly. And I really caught myself on in that moment. And I just thought, yes, that's absolutely true. It will be gone in the flash of an eye. And so rather than attempting to work or attempting to make sense of it in a lot of ways, or attempting to just get back to the studio or put my effort into thinking and working, I just doubled down, and I'm just trying to be spending time with my family and with my kids and playing and doing all those fun things that just will go away, because as somebody pointed out, they're not going to want to play with me in the not too distant future.
That's so true. And, you know, it's interesting because you've been creating these remarkable books for young people for years, but, you know, having children can change perspectives. And I mean, has your work changed by the arrival of your young son and daughter?
I would say it has, yes, because the way in which I would have worked was just, you know, a bit here, a bit there. Anytime, it didn't really matter what time it was, I would have stayed late and started late. And then the one thing that struck right away was that I was going to have to work to a schedule, and being creative on schedule isn't exactly straightforward, but that was the most obvious thing. But then of course the content of the work that I was making changed in a massive way. I think I'd always sort of tried to stay away from speaking out on anything other than just my work or just the simple joy of storytelling, even though I would have thought all of these things and I would have had opinions on social affairs. As soon as our first child was born, our son Harlan, it struck me just how angry everything was, and this dark cloud of xenophobia and anger, really. And I started speaking up because I just thought I wanted to be able to look him in the eye in years to come and say that I tried to do something. And as I was doing that, a lot of the work that I was making started to reflect this, just this idea of unity that I was hoping to inspire in others. And I realized that I was giving voice to people who hadn't found a way to articulate it before. And partly that led to the book Here We Are. Also partly just the sheer comedy of trying to explain everything to somebody who's just shown up. I think my work started to become a lot more political and a lot more about social justice and current affairs, really.
And actually that book, Here We Are, like, it's sold more than a million copies. Incredibly successful. And it's all about trying to explain the earth to young children. That's why it's fascinating. And now you have this new book, What We'll Build, Plans for Our Together Future for Your Little Daughter. Tell me first about the story of it.
Well, there isn't really so much of a story. It's more of a kind of an abstract poem. And it's musing on just the notion that there is this entire future that me and my daughter are going to spend together that is completely unknown. And what is that going to look like? And it did strike me that we've never had a daughter before, but she's the first female Jeffers in four generations. And I was just thinking about how much the world has changed in that time. That's going on nearly 100 years. And it's a very different time and a very different world for a girl to be growing up in than it was those generations ago. And while it's easy to just, I think, dwell on everything that's going wrong and all of the things that aren't perfect, I think it's also important to remember just how much has been accomplished, how much has changed, and how much is better than it has historically been for many people.
Go on, Oliver.
No, sorry.
I was going to say, your little girl, of course, is named after your late mum, and her presence is illustrated by a fox. Tell me more about that.
Well, yeah, that really snuck up on me. For me, when I'm the art making and the bookmaking process, there's no formula for it. It's kind of different each time. And in this instance, the poem was written almost in its entirety before I started. Then, as I was making the art, I wanted to get it completed before we took that year off, so it was made quite some time ago. And oftentimes when I make an art, I will roughly plan out what will go where, what things will look like, what colors, what materials, and then it will be a burst of activity in making the final art. And as I was doing it, as we approached the end of the book, this fox character that I'd popped in, really just because it felt like something should be in that space as we retreat off this ship and we go to this place that the book, it says, is like a place to stay when all is lost. And this fox character then sort of hangs around for the rest of the book. And as I was making the art, I wasn't really questioning it too much. I realized that I'd been listening to all my mum's old favorite music. And then one night it just hit me like a punch in the chest that this fox picks up the compass and charges into battle with us. And my mum had always been my moral compass in so many ways. And that's when it occurred to me that this fox was my mother. And it's the fox that sticks around in the very last spread after the fire and we go to sleep and all these other characters have sort of melded away.
No, it's really beautiful. I mean, finally, Oliver, it's a worrying time for everyone, but for children in particular, do you think young children are fearful of the future? And is it your hope to try and help your young readers prepare for the future?
You know, it is for sure, yes. But there's almost nothing you can do to prepare for such an unknown future. And that's one of the striking things right now. It's very, very difficult to do that other than to just live with hope and love. Mm-hmm. And this book, it's about loving relationships and just how any experience is better when it's shared. And while, yes, it points out that the future won't always be entirely rosy. But when you bear the weight of that, the burden of that with somebody, it makes it easier somehow.
Well, it's a beautiful book. And your latest picture book is called What We'll Build, Plans for Our Future Together. It's published by HarperCollins. And Oliver, you're taking part in an online interview as well as part of the International Literary Festival in Dublin this evening at 6 o'clock. And anyone wants to watch, it's more details online at ilfdublin.com. Listen, Oliver Jeffers, thanks so much for chatting to us this morning, and take care.
You're very welcome. Thanks. Bye-bye.